Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. And we're looking at the intimacy of our Lord and Saviour. We're looking at the intimacy of the Father. And so therefore we're looking at the Father heart of God. And I want to lead you to Matthew, the sixth chapter. And we began on Wednesday's programme, because Martin was here yesterday, but on Wednesday's programme, on the last Hour One Nugget, if you will, to look at the Lord teaching us how to pray. And going to that room, that special place, and to speak to Almighty God in private. That's what we were looking at. And then we began to look at the Lord's Prayer, which is the way that the Lord Jesus Christ taught us how to pray. And the other day, we looked at verse 9 and verse 10, and we come today to verse 11, and it says this. Give us today the food we need. Give us today the food we need. This prayer, beloved, is absolutely perfect. Over the last few days, I've been talking to various people, and they all seem to have a common problem. And that common problem is a lack of trust in Almighty God, I believe. I'm saying it from my standpoint, what I see and what I believe, not necessarily how they see it. But you see, beloved, it's all about trusting Almighty God. We go through all of these problems in our lives. There's constantly something going on, constantly something bringing us down, pulling us away from that Mount Zion, from that dusty track that we are on. And we are trying to get to the summit. But something constantly tugs at us and pulls us away. And instead of recognizing what that is, we continue to be pulled. We continue to be distressed. We continue to be unhappy. We continue to be unfulfilled. Somebody even said to me, "I don't know why this is happening to me. I have recommitted my heart to Christ, and still it's not going right. Still I'm having these problems. Still I'm having these nightmares." And my advice was, there is no intimacy. There is no intimacy in your relationship, and there needs to be. We have to be in a position where we can trust Almighty God, literally trust Him. Without fear of equivocation, without moving to the left or the right, we need to be trusting Almighty God. And this prayer helps us focus that. Because it says, give us today the food we need. Beloved, it doesn't necessarily mean fish and chips, or steak, or yogurt. Give us today that which we need to sustain our lives. And that includes our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to look at it that way. If we don't have this intimate relationship with God, what's the point? What is the point? I was saying to somebody the other day, only the other day, when a problem hits your life, what you tend to do is to work it out. What you tend to do is to figure it out yourself. What can I do? How can I get over this? That's what the non-Christians do. That's what people who do not have an intimate relationship with Almighty God do constantly. They don't pray. Of course not, because they don't believe in Almighty God. So what they do is they try and work it out. All right, if I did this, if I did that, if I moved that over there, if I rang that person and spoke to them about this, they try to work it out for themselves. What I am saying is, with an intimacy in Almighty God, you don't need to do that. That is what is so beautiful about this relationship we have with the Lord. You don't have to do that. It's over. You no longer have to do that, beloved. You don't have to do it because God loves you so much that He wants to do it for you. Now, what does that mean? We've just got to sit around and wait for something to happen in the problem that we're in? No, 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 no. But what you do is you communicate that problem to Almighty God and you can say, Lord, I don't know what to do about this. Please show me the way. You're not asking God to do it for you. You're asking God to show you the way out of that situation, of that problem that you're in. That's what you're doing. It's proactive. It's always proactive. Because you're doing something about that problem. You're bringing it before Almighty God. And there's no point in saying, well, I prayed about it and nothing's happened at all. You have no clue what is going on in the heavenlies. As soon as you've brought that to Almighty God. Listen, I had a wonderful, intimate relationship with my dad, my earthly father. We got on so well. Certainly when I was an adult, we got on well. When I was a kid, I'm not so sure. But I had a wonderful relationship with my dad. And if I had a financial problem, I can't remember one time when my dad phoned me and said, I sense you've got a financial problem and you want me to help you, don't you? Not once. Not once did he do that. But many times I went to my dad and I said to him, Dad, I'm in trouble here. I need some help. And my dad was there to help. Now watch this, because this is really, really important. Anytime I had a financial problem and I went to my dad, he didn't always send me money. But quite often, he told me what to do about it. About the problem that I had. He always had wise words for me to help me through it. That is exactly what our Heavenly Father does, I am sure. Because He's done it to me many, many, many times. I have a financial problem. A check doesn't normally just drop through the letterbox. But God opens a door and shows me a way through it. He is always there. He has always been faithful in my life. My God and my Savior has been there in my life for 54 years. Do you know that? I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus when I was 6 years old, and I know that He has never, ever, ever left me. And in my life, I can say this, where that prayer that Jesus teaches us says, give us today the food we need, beloved. Oh, beloved. He has never failed me, not one time. He has always given me the food that I need. Sometimes it's been tough. Sometimes it's been incredibly easy. But my God and my Lord and my Savior has always, always, always without fail been there for me, by my side. Helping me through all sorts of problems, all sorts of issues. Issues that I could never work out for myself. It would have been impossible for me to do that on my own. And quite often, the problems that have hit my life have been so amazing that only God could have done it. You see, He does that for a reason as well. Let me tell you why. Because God Almighty needs to get the glory for what He does in your life. God Almighty demands the glory and wants that glory. He wants you to turn to Him and say, Lord, it was You that did this. It was only You that could have done this because it was the miraculous. Can you see where I'm going with this? And when you pray that prayer, give us today, the food we need. That today is really important. If you can remember, the children of Israel, when they came from Egypt, they were given manna each day. And if someone tried to store up more, that food was always destroyed. It always perished. Why? Because God Almighty supplied what they needed for that day. Jesus says these words, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own worries, its own concerns." Think about today. You have no knowledge at this very moment in time in your life. You have no knowledge of what tomorrow will bring. None. So why worry about it? It's as simple as that. I'm bringing you biblical truth here, beloved. Give us today the food we need. Lord God Almighty, I pray this for all who are listening to this broadcast right now. Give us today the food that we need, Almighty God. And I give you the glory and the honor and the power that is due your holy name. And we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father. And we say to you, we love you. And we adore you. In the mighty name of Almighty God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen and amen.